That was a lunch of charcuterie. At least that was the best part of it. Cold meats, there was some churritos, there was a bit of a salami, and there was some pate. There was a bit of bread, a bit of baguette, and one of those funny little things you dip into vinegar and you chew them, and I can't remember the name of them right now. And I'm walking up the main street in Lourdes, really, up to the town, because I'm going in search of a very, very good restaurant. Yep, I'm heading in search of the restaurant where we had a meal last year and the year before, and it's called Le Magret. And I found it a couple of years ago in one of these guidebooks, and we took a chance and had, quite honestly, one of the best meals that I've had anyway in a restaurant. Memorable, certainly. And memorable for one thing, most of all, is that the customer service, the timing of the guy who looked after us at the table, was the most perfect, exquisite piece of work I have ever experienced in a restaurant. It was, one of those experiences where the person comes to the table at exactly the moment when you want them to come, and never comes when you don't want them to come. It was just memorable. So I'm walking up the centre of Lourdes, which is very quiet. There's very few people about. There are people. I wouldn't say that they're full of, I was going to say tourists, but pilgrim tourists at the moment. Certainly you wouldn't think so. It's right in the middle of the lunchtime. It's just coming up to 1 o'clock. So, I had a good strong cup of coffee, which I badly needed, having had no breakfast this morning. I had a couple of little bits of bread, but my companions, my brother and my mother, had the French onion soup, which was lousy. So bad my mother didn't eat it at all, I'd say, and my brother left a whole lot of it, and it was nothing like a good French onion soup should be. And I was given also, just to join the misery food stuff, I was given some absolutely dreadful olives, tiny little black things that were so insipid that all the taste had been siphoned out of them. So here we are. I'm looking at a shop which is selling French cheese, and I pause outside this to have a look at the cheeses, and it's like they've got several cheeses, and it's one of these lovely shops that has all the sort of things I love. I see Jurançon. It's a 12 degree. It's a fruity wine. It's fruity, yellow in colour. Fruity tweet. Oh, the man can speak a peu d'anglais. Ah, bon. Just a little bit. He has a rouge chapeau. He has a beret, which is rouge, and he's having his lunch. Hello. And I'm looking at his cheese. And I don't want to buy anything. I want to have a bit of fun. I just want to look in your shop. Pardon. It's okay. Just I'm walking to the restaurant Le Magret.
Yeah, just high on the left.
It's a good restaurant.
It's the best of Lourdes.
Really?
Yeah.
Will you say this here?
Yeah.
Say something about Le Magret.
About the Magret?
Yeah.
The best of Lourdes, because you have the plate with the wine exactly, which go with the plate. No, really, really nice.
Perfect.
Right. Perfect.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
I came first to that restaurant. Mm-hmm. I found it in a book. Mm-hmm. Four of us went. Five of us went. Five went. My mother, it was 84. My sister, my cousin from Canada, and myself, we went. What's that? That's four of us, yeah. Mm-hmm. We had a wonderful meal.
Yeah. It's always a wonderful meal.
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know it, and you think it's good.
So yeah, that's yeah, great. Yeah. Yeah, it's good. It's good.
And your shop, how long are you here?
5 years.
5 years. Yeah. And where are you from?
I born in Lourdes, exactly in Lourdes, just near.
All right.
Yeah.
Do many people stay in Lourdes when they are born in Lourdes?
Yes, very much. But I went outside 5 years longer.
Where did you go?
Dijon, in France, but or other towns.
You went to study mustard?
Mustard.
Dijon mustard.
Is yeah,
very
mustard.
Famous
yeah.
In
yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah, yeah. Huh.
So, And what is the biggest selling thing in the shop? The most popular?
Jurançon.
Can you tell me about it?
Oh, yes. It's a sweetie local wine, which can be drunk aperitif with foie gras.
Chilled? Aperitif? Chilled? Cold?
Yes, cold. With foie gras. After we have Madeira. Madeira is a local red wine, but rather strong. 13, 14 grades. Nice with cheese, but without cheese, difficult to drink. Yeah.
This
Madeira.
One?
Yeah, all this one are Madeira. Yeah. After the number two is cheese. We send.
I'm interested in. I won't buy now, but I will the next time I pass by. Which one should I buy to have a flavor of a good?
The best price quality is this one.
This one, right? Okay.
Because it is as nice than this one,
yeah.
Which is very much more expensive.
Yeah, 2007.
But
Madeira.
This one, we work directly with the producer, and this one is as nice than this.
Great.
One.
Great. And this is 12 euros.
13 and 19.
Okay.
This one 16
yeah.
and 80.
Okay.
This one is from the same producer, is the second wine,
yeah.
Rather nice, price quality, okay, but this one, top.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's what I'm going to have then, and I'm going to, actually, I haven't got enough cash, I will be back,
yeah.
But I will get some money and I will buy that one. That's a Chateau de
Puy,
right, 2010, wonderful. Okay. And what is the most favorite cheese of people in the
cheese, Tome des Pyrénées is the name. But we have Tome des Pyrénées with sheep milk, cow milk, or mixed cow and sheep.
Do you do a tasting? Have you got anyone open already? Can I have a little taste?
This one is a mixed.
Oh, great. So this is mixed cows and sheep?
Cow and sheep, yeah.
You know, I never knew that. I am only used to cow's cheese and sheep cheese, but never
this
mixed.
This one is a mixed.
Mm. He's got these tastings already. Got lots of little toothpicks sticking into them.
The farm, local, and with
this is good.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what it's like? It's like cheddar.
Cheddar.
Cheddar is an English cheese.
Okay.
It's got that kind of lovely, strong, slightly nutty flavor.
It's with.
I'm going to have another bit.
Natural skin and milk unpasteurized.
Oh. Excellent. Okay, I'll be back to take one of those back to Ireland. I'm not going until Tuesday. I'll come on Monday. I'll be back for that. Lovely. Oh, very good. I'm Paul. You are? Your name?
René.
René.
And you?
No, René. Paul.
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 Okay.
Paul. I'm from Ireland, from Cork.
Oh, okay.
And your wife?
Yes, my wife. Severine.
How do you do?
she learned English 2 years long, but.
Mais je parle un peu français. Je peux.
Easier for her.
Okay.
No, she has a shop with just in front.
Ah oui?
Yeah.
And not là-bas?
Soaps. Yeah.
Ah oui?
Yeah.
Okay. D'accord. Okay. À tout à l'heure.
À tout à l'heure. Okay.
Bientôt. Well, wasn't that nice? I must say, that is the kind of thing that makes me feel it's worthwhile coming on pilgrimage.